Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. An Israeli political leader calls for an end to Muslim occupation of the Temple Mount. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Ari Eldad, a member of the Israeli Knesset, has called for the end of Muslim occupation of the Temple Mount, which Eldad says dates back 1,300 years ago to the time when a Muslim named Omar built the Dome of the Rock over the location of the first and second temples on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. As more and more religious Jews visit the Temple Mount, there is a growing demand for the removal of all restrictions imposed by the Muslims, and the Jewish people want a freedom to worship on this very sacred location. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
A call by an Israeli official for an end to the Muslim occupation of the Temple Mount in Jerusalem is a page out of Bible prophecy for the end of times. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Recent incidents on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem have brought about calls by the religious Jewish community for an end to the Muslim occupation of the Temple Mount. Orthodox Jews are forbidden to carry their Bibles onto the Temple Mount, and they are restricted from offering any prayers on this holy site. In 691 AD, a Muslim named Omar built what is known as the Dome of the Rock over the location of the two previous Jewish temples. Now, a member of the Israeli Knesset has called for an end to the Muslim occupation of the Temple Mount. Ari Eldad, a member of the Israeli Knesset, doesn't want Muslims removed from the Temple Mount, but instead wants total access and freedom of worship on the Temple Mount for the Jewish people. Bible prophecy reveals what will happen in the future. The Jews will build a temple on the Temple Mount. And that's found in Daniel chapter 9 and verse 7, Matthew 24:15, 2 Thessalonians 2:4, and Revelation chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. By the way, that temple will be the tribulation temple, which will be destroyed at the time of the coming of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, who will build his eternal temple on the Temple Mount, where he will rule and reign forever. That's Zechariah chapter 6, verses 12 and 13. The prophet Zechariah also foretold of a time when Jerusalem, and the Temple Mount in particular, will be at the center of controversy. That's Zechariah chapter 12, verses 2 and 3. A Jewish official calling for the end of Muslim occupation of the Temple Mount is indeed setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...